The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, well, well. Hello, everyone. I bet you didn't expect to see me so soon. Don't be alarmed. It's me under this mask. You caught me doing my skincare that I'll talk about a little bit in this episode of the podcast. I've been slacking a little bit. All right. I've been slacking a little bit. Obviously, on the pod, we've missed a week or two. So I'm going to give you guys a special little treat. You're getting this pod early, baby. Live from Austin, Texas. It's the normal show.
It's the normal show.
Dun. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Normal Show, coming at you live from Austin, Texas. As usual, I'm your host, and as usual, we have Harry and Dave behind the scenes, and we actually have Dave this time. Dave is back from Japan. Here we are, baby, in Austin, Texas. You might notice that I'm in a bit of a different location, and that's because I'm in Austin, Texas, as mentioned two times before. The echo is going to be probably insane. I'm in the living room of the Airbnb that I rented out for 3 weeks. This bitch is nice, dude. This is like how I would decorate my apartment if I A, knew how to decorate anything, or B, wanted to spend money on bullshit. Like, I'm not buying...
Oh, if you wanted to spend money on bullshit?
Yeah, like, I don't want
to
spend...
Opposed to what you do? What? It's just like, yeah,
if I wanted to stoop to the level of buying stupid bullshit.
Stupid stuff like couches and pillows instead of Chinese scooters.
I'd rather invest in 13-inch tentacle dildo. I'd rather invest in... buying a mini excavator that I have no use for whatsoever. Yeah, I'd rather put my money elsewhere to things that matter. But no, like I don't know. I just feel like furniture is so expensive. I would rather just buy a place that's furnished instead of having to like do all the legwork of like having to find all this stuff. Like there's not just a store with all the furniture that I would like in it, and that sucks to me. You know, right. Like I would have to do some searching, and maybe that's the fun as you search and then decorate. But I have Pinterest boards of interior design that I like, and this kind of fits that exactly. But I could never build it myself. Or maybe never say never. Maybe I could.
You like going to like some kind of shishi design place like...
I'm going to Home Goods. I'm showing them pictures of my Pinterest, like I'm at a tattoo shop or something. I'm like, can you do something like this a little
Excuse
bit?
Excuse me. Where do you guys have the chandeliers with little ball sacks hanging from them?
Do you guys know where's the little? They're like the little light fixtures that look like dick and balls.
Do you guys have the bathroom, the toilets that chalk your friends that you can chalk your friends with?
Sir, we keep those in the back. Come with us. There's so many books here, too. There's so many books. It makes me look like a scholar. There's books everywhere. Books are great decorations. Even if you don't read, it just looks aesthetically pleasing. There's books and plants. And I don't know. I'm here for a month. I don't know if they want me to water the plants. I guess I probably should. As a good host, I probably should water the plants. But there's books everywhere. There's plants everywhere. The vibe is up. And the sunlight. Look at this natural sunlight. It's been I have been the happiest I've been in like months. Just having this giant window of natural sunlight, dude. I don't know what it is about. There's some scientific reasoning, but when the sun is out and on my skin, I'm like, I don't need to buy that gun anymore. You know, I don't need to buy that gun and do something I regret. I don't need to buy that gun and go on a boat trip deep into the ocean. And, you know, everyone think I have a boating accident, even though everyone kind of knows what truly happened. That's a Nick Mullen bit that I just listened to again recently. It's so good. Killing yourself, taking a boat out of the middle of the ocean, saying it's a boating accident, but everyone knows you shot yourself. Anyways, I don't know what it is. Like, I stopped going to therapy when I felt the sun on my skin. I literally texted her. I was like, we're good. Don't worry about it. We're good today. The sunshine is out. But yeah, flush your meds down the toilet. Like, don't go to therapy. Don't buy that gun. The sun is shining, guys. What do you have to worry about in your life? Rent, whatever. Money's always going to be there. That's the kind of rule I live by. The money will always be, you'll always make the money somehow. You know?
Right. Like, money can't buy you happiness, but it could buy you a giant west-facing window for it to get sun.
That's true. And that's pretty close. And it's funny because I didn't need to rent out an expensive Airbnb in Austin to experience happiness from a window. That's I have windows in my – I have pretty big windows in my house at home. I guess I just don't really appreciate it. Also, my favorite thing about this place, exposed brick, dude. I'm a fucking disgusting slut for exposed brick. I love exposed brick. It's my favorite thing in the world. I'm looking right now. There's this whole wall that's just brick. I love brick. Oh, my God, dude. Throw an exposed brick in a home? God. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Austin's got a bunch of exposed brick. There's cool shit in Austin.
There's cool. I've been trying to explore, dude. I've been trying to explore as of recently. You know, I'm here for a month. I want to make the most of it. And
why did you decide to go to Austin? This was new as your podcast producer. I learned about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Honestly, I kind of didn't tell anybody. As your podcast producer, I'm concerned. Why didn't you loop me in?
I didn't loop me in on this one.
That's kind of, listen, dude, I make moves in silence.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I do, which is not conducive to planning anything because I don't know why I do that. It's like every trip I go on, almost everything I do, when I get there, that's when I tell people like, yo, I'm here, you know? Like the people that live in Austin, I didn't contact them until like I got here and I was like, yo, I'm going to be here for a month. Let's kick it big time. Like what?
Like pull up. I'm outside.
Yo, I'm outside your apartment right now. I forgot to tell you that I'm coming. That's how I operate. And I chose Austin because, I don't know, a lot of streamers live in Austin. A lot of my internet friends live in Austin. I've been thinking about moving out of Nashville into Austin. Like, Austin was my, it was either Nashville or Austin. And I chose Nashville. And now I'm like, well, what if I made the wrong decision? Maybe we try Austin. So this is like my month trial run to see if it's a vibe or not, you know. I want to, and also like having friends to, like when I'm with my friends in Nashville, which, you know, no shade or anything, but like I can't just whip out a camera and be like, oh guys, welcome to the vlog, you know, they're gonna get uncomfortable. But my internet friends here are more, yeah, they're more familiar with that sort of thing. So I think that would be like, I do cool shit in Nashville, I just don't record the cool shit. And then I could do cool shit here, make a video out of it. I feel like it would be a good career move, if you could even say career. But we'll see what happens. Maybe I just end up, you know, sitting in this apartment the whole time, which has kind of been what I've been doing. I've been going on walks, though. I think we got a poker night tonight. I might pop out for poker night, even though I don't know how to play poker. But yeah, I think...
...monitored and recorded by DoorDash and service providers for quality.
God, live on... Hello?
Hi, this is DoorDash. What's your gate code?
It's a... pound.
Probably going to need to beep that, Dave.
Definitely going to need to beep that with Dave. Yep, thank you. And you're going to have to do it again at the second keypad next to the elevator and or stairs.
What is it again?
It's... Dave. Pound.
Thank you.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What'd you get?
Now, that's embarrassing. I DoorDash live on recording. Receiving a call from my DoorDasher live on camera.
They're like, sorry, I got an important call. My agent's calling.
Oh, man, my agent is on the phone. Business. What are you going to... did you get the... Oh, they're short. You could only get the 10-piece nugget. Oh, I see. Yeah, just go ahead and refund that in DoorDash credit. I'll just order from somewhere else. I really wanted a 20-piece. Yeah, that's embarrassing, but it is a cable. It's a cable. It's a USB-C cable for the podcast that I ordered too late because we are 20 minutes into the
cable.
Yeah, you can do that, dude. That's like mostly what I use DoorDash for now.
What?
Yeah, dude. I DoorDashed a printer the other day.
What?
You can do it.
You're like using it like the Silk Road, like
pretty much. I discovered that it's more than just, you know, Whataburger on DoorDash. You could do. I got a printer on DoorDash.
Is there a separate section for like stuff,
dude? You could just search anything on the search bar. It's gotten so bad. Like my DoorDash addiction has gotten insane because now I don't like I cook at home exclusively. So I don't use DoorDash for food anymore, but I will use DoorDash for shit like printers.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I've done a printer on DoorDash. I just ordered this like 20-foot USB-C cable so I could hook up the podcast shit to my computer. I've ordered lumber. I've ordered like... I've DoorDash like just so much shit. You could do literally any. I mean, if there's a store, Home Depot is on DoorDash. So anything, think about all the shit that is available in Home Depot.
You probably could DoorDash a gun.
Probably. You probably could DoorDash a gun. But cancel that order because the sun is shining. You don't need to kill yourself anymore.
Wait, this is funny. Somebody DoorDashed a plunger. That's hilarious. Being stuck on the toilet.
I'm stranded. We have 2% left. I've got to get this plunger out. You're still going to have to get up and waddle your poopy butt. That is the worst walk of shame. Is when you have when you are taking a dump and you realize you're out of toilet paper and you have to do what you got to do to get rid of enough poop to make the waddle walk of shame over to wherever you keep your toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That is the...
What's your technique there?
So usually here's what I do is I'll... You can't... There's like... If it's... I try and vet out the situation before I shit. You know?
Every time?
Every time. Because... You know, I take big poops. I don't want to have to waddle with poop dangling down over to the toilet paper area. So if I see, and sometimes I misjudge, sometimes I'm like, that's surely enough toilet paper, and then it's not. But by that point, you will have already gotten rid of enough poop to do the waddle, and it's fine. But sometimes you'll shit, and then you realize, uh-oh, it's just the cardboard thing. So you're going to have to use that at least a little bit. Because it's
Yeah,
because you have to. You have to. Because you cannot take a full-on shit unless you want to wait for it to, like, dry up a little bit and then waddle over.
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
You could do that, but then you've got to clean up this crustiness. But you've got a bidet, so I guess you're never...
Well, bidet, it's like, no, there's never a problem. But
exactly. You're never going to worry.
But even in my kind of... non-bidet situation.
Even in my my prehistoric era, my paleo.
Yeah, before when I was when I was going Neanderthal style, I used to wait for it to dry a little bit.
Yeah. You kind of got to.
Yeah.
Like if you refuse to use a little cardboard, you can't just shit and then straight get up.
Immediately
and waddle over because you're going to have a poop trail to the toilet. Anyways, Austin's sweet, dude. Austin's sweet so far. I'm excited to explore. I'm excited for all the great content that will be birthed out of Austin, Texas. Austin is very, what's the word? Brisket heavy, very barbecue heavy city, you know?
Like you're saying like, people are fat there?
No, no.
Oh.
No, I mean, there's certainly fat people.
Brisket heavy sounded like a euphemism for... I wasn't even joking. That's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah, you see that girl? She's a bit brisket heavy. She's pretty, but she's like, a bit brisket heavy.
That does sound like what like a deranged like 85-year-old would say about their waitress.
Yeah, something. She's a bit brisket. She's a bit big of the briskets, if you know what I'm saying. Come on. No, I mean, like every restaurant here is like... like Lawson's Pig Fuckers Slop Shop or whatever. And you're like, and you're like, all right, I guess they have the best brisket in town or something. But I do love barbecue, so you know, this is good for me.
Austin's got weird health shit though too. There's a lot of healthy stuff. There's a lot of people who are concerned about things like
Actually, I have never had any waitress give a single fuck about my lactose intolerance. And then I went to a taco place yesterday and I got three tacos and I had no cheese on all three tacos. And I never mentioned I was lactose intolerant, but I guess she got the deal and she was like, well, there's crema on this one. So I'm not going to put the crema on this one because that's dairy. And I was like, wow.
Oh, she intuited that you were.
I was like, I've never felt more seen. What are you doing after this? I've never felt more seen in my entire life. It was beautiful.
It was incredible. Yeah, dude, they go a little crazy though in Austin.
But yeah, that's just like I wouldn't expect that in Texas. People being like, "Oh, you're lactose intolerant. Okay, well, let me get rid of the crema for you." But Austin is like a weird. Austin is like either you've got like. The real deal cowboys, like hyper conservative college students or whatever. And then you've got like the kind of LA-ish side. It's like two complete opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, you've got like the LA, like wokey liberal classic archetype or whatever. And then you've got the like conservative Trump cowboy type. It's very diverse, I guess.
Well, and then the overlap, like where they come into the middle, is they both love extremely high produced podcasts, like 3 hour long podcasts.
If they are podcast fans, nonetheless. And that's honestly, that's, I feel like this moment right now, this is when the podcast truly takes off, because I'm in Austin, Texas,
right.
The podcast capital of the country, maybe even the world. Okay. There's probably a block away from here, some famous comedian is recording a podcast. And hopefully that energy comes through my open giant windows into my body, and you guys can feel it at home, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to go to the Comedy Mothership. I want to see Kill Tony live, which I already have in Nashville, but I want to see it again. That would be super duper sick. Got to catch a comedy show out here.
Would you ever be one of the people who goes up on Kill Tony?
I would love to, yes. And I've tried to come up with like a minute set before, and a minute is so goddamn short. It's so fucking short. It's,
is that you only get 1 minute?
You get 1 minute. It is almost impossible to be funny at a vacuum of 1 minute, but people do it. So I don't know. You can kind of get away with just bullshit though in 1 minute. Like, it doesn't have to be the most elaborately constructed joke in the world because it's a minute long. Like, Cam Patterson got famous for going up there and just saying the N-word a bunch, it just because it was funny, you know? So that was awesome. Love Cam Patterson, though. He's out here. Maybe I run into him. Anyways. God, this exposed brick is awesome. I wish you could see this, dude. Oh, wait, you can. Hold on.
Oh.
Holy shit. What? Are you going to come? Look at that.
Yeah, that's good. That's some good brick.
That is some nice brick, dude. That rocks.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, so
just a little brick talk.
Just a little brick talk with the boys. Women's puny minds could not comprehend.
Yeah, scroll past a couple seconds.
Women, if you're watching this right now, you might want to skip ahead a little bit. I don't think your minds can comprehend the intricacies of laid brick and
mortar. He's gonna say, "Oh, look at that! Look at those bricks!" I'm gonna be like, "Oh yeah, that's nice."
that's good.
Dude,
the female mind can't comprehend a conversation as intelligent as this.
And then you'd be like, "Oh, it's hard, actually." I'd be like, "Yeah, dude, I bet it is."
God, dude. Just so good, man. Anyways, I'm a little bit hoarse. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little bit hoarse, got a little bit of a hoarse voice because I drove from Nashville to Austin 2 days ago now.
And I screamed the whole time.
and I yelled the whole time. And you know what? For 12 hours, I was like, because I was so excited to get to Austin.
I'm a little bit hoarse. I've been driving a long time.
I'm a little bit hoarse. You guys get it when you go on road trips and you just yell nonstop the whole time.
I try to talk along to the podcasts that I listen to, so I screamed along for 12 hours.
Yeah, I try to, you know, I just listened to Joe Rogan for 12 hours, and then I would turn the volume down when the other person spoke, and then I would have a conversation with Joe Rogan. You know what's embarrassing is I've done that so many times.
Which part?
Not the screaming, but the Joe Rogan podcast.
But no, you haven't.
I swear to God.
I understand, genuinely, being like, thinking, what would I say in this situation, or how would I answer the question? But you're not turning the sound down so you can answer.
I promise you, I have done that, and it really helps with the immersion. Like, if you're already thinking, like, if you're already thinking, like, oh, here's what I would say. Like, there would be times I'm listening to a podcast, and the, you know, like Andrew Santino will ask a question, and the guest will give an answer, and I'm like, that fucking sucked. Let me explain. Let me.
You.
And I'll be like, let me.
So you're listening to it being like, I think I could do better. And then being like,
correct. And then I rewind it. And then I hear him ask it again. And I'm like, let me show you how it's done. Turn it down. And then here's what I would have said had I been in your position. And it would have been way better.
Damn. That's the fucking craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's like next level manifestation, dude. And yeah. one day I'm going to be on Bad Friends and that moment will happen and I'll be like, holy shit, I remember. Andrew, you know what's funny is one time I was in my car listening to this podcast and I turned down the volume to pretend as if I were participating. Isn't that funny?
Should we give people the opportunity right now to do that with the normal show?
Yeah, guys, feel free to do that along at home. I mean, it's weird, but I do it, so it's totally fine. I mean, that's the same thing as like you talk about, or people online talk about, they pretend that they're like in edits or something, you know, like celebrity edits where it's like slow-mo. Like people will sit in front of their mirrors and listen to those songs and be like,
wait.
You know, and that's like the same thing.
What are you talking? So people will turn on the music for edits.
So edits like on TikTok or like any short form, you know, people will make edits of celebrities. And it's like, you know, you could edit Adolf Hitler and make him look cool. It's just slow-mo. I've got a million edits of me on TikTok. And you know what? They're pretty fun to watch, honestly. They're kind of fun to sit back. It does feel a little bit nice. But
So you actually do get this experience where you could watch an edit of yourself.
Correct.
That somebody
But I'm
made.
Saying this phenomenon of like pretending
that they're
that
in
you're
edit.
A famous person that has been edited in front of your mirror listening to the song.
Yeah.
That is sort of the same.
It is. I agree.
It's the under same. The same umbrella as me pretending I am participating on a podcast.
You're on the
I would never get invited to.
Bad Friends with
it. Yeah, I'm on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Okay.
That's just my adult version.
Right. Right.
That's the intellect version.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
You guys want to be slow-mo edited. I want to have a conversation.
Three-and-a-half-hour conversation. Wait, so why were you horse
Oh, yeah,
driving?
The horse. Yeah, so anyways, I yelled the whole time. No, I did scream a lot. I live-streamed the whole drive from Nashville
to
Austin. So I pretty much nonstop talked from Nashville to Austin. And the night before, I got 1 hour of sleep. So I drove... I turned a 12-hour drive into a 17-hour drive, and I talked the whole fucking time, and I yelled a lot because honestly, probably a little bit of crankiness from not sleeping, but as night fell, everyone on the drive had their super fucking high beams on, and it was making me so mad, and I was just yelling, and also I just yell in the car. There's not footage of me in the car driving. I don't do road trip streams. So they got raw, unfiltered me. I have really bad road rage, but I keep it contained to the car. I'm not going to fucking kill somebody. But, you know, everyone's passing me with the brightest lights you've ever seen. Like, you remember in Spider-Man 2 when Dr. Octopus...
Which ones? The first three?
Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire ones.
Okay, yeah.
Doc Ock harnesses the power of the sun.
Yep.
And he brings it down to a ball about this size. That is what these fucking assholes were putting into their headlights.
Got it.
It was so bright, and it was like everybody. So anyways, that was a lot of yelling. A lot of loud singing, a lot of, so I lost my voice completely and I made so many stops because usually, like I have a tiny bladder, I pee often, I drink a lot of water, but I've gotten so good at the skill of pissing in bottles that on every road trip, no matter how long, it could be an hour and a half, it could be 20 hours, I will pee in the bottle. I won't waste the time to stop to pee. But I can't do that when I'm recording myself, you know? So I had to stop so many times. It was so new to me. I hadn't done that in so long.
Peed not in a bottle on a road
trip? Yeah, on a road trip. I always pee in bottle. Like, I'll finish the road trip. Like, this road trip to Austin, I probably would have had like 7 liters of piss. Like, I probably would have had around 7 liters of piss and just thrown them out when I got here.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dude, now I'm like, you should just record yourself on a podcast, turning the volume down. You should do like a whole stream. That's just a free idea.
Where I'm like, oh, interesting, Joe Rogan. So
like you should do the whole thing. Do like a 3.5 hour podcast where it's like one of those guys who's like 63 years old and it's like, I was one of the first employees at Area 51 and one of the aliens actually fingered me or like whatever the Joe Rogan.
One of the dudes he brings on that's like, you know, Andrew Huberman or whatever is talking about, they're like discussing pseudoscience. I watched the podcast enough to memorize when he's going
to
speak.
Actually learn it and then
actually
give your
know
own.
The script so that way I know when to turn it down and then I come in with my own thing.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen, baby. The first ever, I don't know, podcast of that style. The first ever podcast I join without the host's knowledge.
Yeah.
No one's ever seen it done before.
A hostile takeover of a podcast.
Hostile takeover, dude. Joe Rogan, you're having me as a guest, whether you like it or not. Okay. I will be. Listen, deepfakes have gotten good too. Like I can fucking.
Damn,
I'll
that's
be
a kind
in
of
the studio.
That's a good idea for a shitty Netflix. See, I'm full of ideas today. An idea where like, have you ever seen like in The Joker or in The King of Comedy?
Oh, yes. If you're
what? Have you ever seen the Joker DeviantArt forum, long form fan fiction porn?
yeah, of course.
Like he, you know, pulls a gun in the middle of the thing. What about a movie where a guy like takes Joe Rogan hostage and makes him do a 3.5 hour podcast at gunpoint?
That's good.
That's the movie. And it's like the hostage negotiation. And
he's like, ask me what I think about this, Joe.
Exactly.
Ask me what I think.
Ask me which vaccine I got. Joe's
ask
like
me which vaccine shaking. It's like, oh, what vaccine did you get? You know what you do. You know what you get when you mix ivermectin with psychedelic mushrooms.
Jamie, pull up the video.
Jamie,
pull up the fucking video.
Jamie, pull up that video of that guy sucking his own cock right now. Jamie, Jamie, I swear to God. Jamie, I swear to God, if you don't pull up that video of that guy sucking his own cock, I will blow Joe Rogan's head off right now.
Pull up the orangutan swallowing the dolphin. Let me see it.
Look up Ben Shapiro best moments right now, Jamie. Look it up. Look it up. Look up Ben Shapiro's best moments. Okay, now find the article where it says the LA fires were caused by the government.
Caused by Israel.
Israel caused the fires in LA. Look that up. There's an article about it. You're going to have to look, but you better find it quick or I'm going to kill Joe Rogan. That's awesome, dude. Because
that's what I'm saying. It's a good idea.
There is no other podcaster that anyone would care enough to hold at gunpoint to be like, you know, invite right. me to your podcast. Apparently Joe Rogan, from what I remember listening to his podcast, he's got like hella security. But if you could dismantle that, like imagine he just goes live on YouTube and it's some fucking crazy guy with a gun. He's like, welcome back to the Joe Rogan Experience. I'm here with Adam.
I'm here with Steven Turton.
Tell him my name is Shane Gillis. Tell him I'm Shane Gillis. Tell him I'm Shane Gillis.
Tell him I made tires. Introduce me as the guy who made tires. Tell me.
Tell them I'm my favorite comedian, Shane Gillis.
That's actually a good idea.
Joe Rogan, get ready, dude. That is so funny. He's in the Joker makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gillis in Joker makeup. Oh, man. That's awesome, dude. That's so good.
Yeah, just something I've been thinking about.
Something I've been cooking up. I hope that happens. Truly.
Wait, you had something you wanted to cook.
I had a bit. I had a bit I want to run by. It's and honestly, I'm just kind of forewarning you. Like, this is going to be the new viral sensation.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to make sure you're ahead of the curve of this viral sensation that's going to hit the internet. So when I was doing this road trip stream on 1 hour of sleep, towards the end, you get a little delirious, and I was starting to, like, write out skits in my head and saying them out loud, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were all poop related because I was really, it's scats, if you will. I was really stuck on the whole poop thing. So, you know, one of them, and also the stream kept cutting out. So I was just talking about a road sign and then the internet went out and then it cut back in and I was like, Honey, your poop is ready. And that's all they heard. It just cut from regular conversation to me manically being like, honey, your poop is ready. And I pretty much fleshed out this whole bit. So I'm saying, like, honey, your poop is ready is going to take over the internet. Honey, your poop is ready is my Hawk Tua.
The honey, your poop is ready challenge.
Yeah, the honey, your poop is ready. Oh, honey, your poop is ready. And then I fleshed out this whole bit, basically, you know, being like, honey, what's wrong? You've hardly touched your poop. Mm. You know, you've hardly touched your bowl of poop. I'll just walk you through the whole thing. Honey, what's wrong? You've hardly touched your bowl of poop.
And since the idea is that guy we're in the world where poop is food, and he
makes
food for his wife by pooping.
Correct. Yeah. That is the universe. I'm glad you're seeing the vision.
I got it, yeah.
Oh, you've already... Oh, you're full.
I'm familiar, yeah. I'm
maybe familiar. You love bowl of poop night. What's wrong? Oh, you're full. You've already had a bowl of poop today. Oh, interesting.
No, you had poop for lunch.
Okay, see, you're following. Oh, you had poop for lunch. Oh, you had poop with Derek, your manager. Derek, do you see where we're going to this? Oh, Derek, you had a bowl of poop with Derek.
Eating a different guy's poop is cheating, kind of.
Well, she ends up, as it turns out, she had sex with Derek.
Oh.
You know? And it's like...
And it's in this world...
Sex, you had sex with that man, and then you have the audacity come into my home and eat my bowl of poop, which I believe to be your favorite bowl of poop. a bowl of poop that has been passed down from generations to generations. My great-grandmother ate this bowl of poop. And you have the gall to come into my home and eat my bowl of poop after breaking poop with another man. Breaking poop with another man. How dare you? How dare you break with Derek's bowl of poop? Where is he? And then it was like, how did I do this? I hope you enjoyed Derek's bowl. Where did he get his poop? Oh, whole poop. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. He got his poop from whole poop. Some of us with wives who are stuck at a dead-end job, they have to shop at Poop Mart. They have to shop at Wall Poop. So I hope you enjoyed Derek's bowl of poop from whole poop.
There's a kind of class commentary going on.
Exactly. It's a class. You see what's happening. It's a class commentary. He shops. He's a big deal manager. And then, you know, my character, he is working hard. But he can't, he's just a sing, you know, it's the income from his wife is not shit. His cheating wife, it's not shit. So he's going to shop at Wall Poop or Poop Mart or whatever. And basically that's it. They get a divorce and he's like, I hope you enjoy shopping at Whole Poop with Derek. It's not like I'll ever see you again because you don't go to Wall Poop or something. I can't quite remember. That was the bit and it was really good, I think. But yeah. It all stemmed from, and you see this whole story, it stems from, oh, honey, your poop is ready. Like, think of all the things that could come of that.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I'm saying, oh, honey, your poop is ready. It's taking over the internet. I actually posted that clip on my TikTok. It did not do that well, but it actually didn't do well at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Well, that's what I mean. Same thing happened to Hawktua.
Right. Same thing happened to Hawktua. Same thing happened. Nobody liked the Mona Lisa when it was first painted. Yeah. You know? Many people's works are not recognized until after their death. So I'm assuming post-mortem, even honey, your poop is ready might be like the next big art thing.
Yeah, I like that. I also like the idea of just lying, about just being like, yeah, I mean, it took a while for the Hawktua tank video to blow up. That didn't blow up overnight.
Yeah, just telling yourself. Oh, no, yeah, it's going to follow the same trajectory for sure. I mean, I'm going to make it a thing. You can kind of shoehorn. Like, I'm going to make Honey, Your Poop is Ready t-shirts.
Right.
I had another one. I just kept doing them all night long, but they're all poop related.
I got a good one.
A good one? Okay, go ahead.
Don't talk to me till I've had my poop.
See, that's good. It's just so applicable. That's what I'm saying. It's just so applicable to everything. I think I said poop loaf at some point because originally it was poop loaf before bowl of poop, but I felt bowl of poop was more like, you know, it was more abstract, you know, it kind of worked a little bit better. I had one where it was like a Twilight Zone episode and
just to be clear, this is you in the car free associating stories with yourself.
Me in the car alone doing voices.
Okay. Yeah.
Alone. Also, I can't see the chat. They're not participating.
Okay. Got it.
Because I'm driving. So it's just me driving alone on like hour 14 being like,
I got a good one for you guys.
Hey, how about this one? How about like a Twilight Zone episode where it's like, imagine a world where you give birth to your poop daughter. You give birth and your daughter is poop. And it's some lady and she's in labor. And it's, you know, in black and white because it's Twilight Zone and everyone's gathered around. And then the doctor pulls out the cloth and he's like, congratulations, ma'am. You've given birth to a beautiful baby. Poop. Dun, 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 dun. And then it zooms into everyone's faces. And then he's like, sweet mother of pearl, lady, you can't take this poop home. We got to take this poop to a lab and give him birth to poop. And then, you know, she decides she wants to keep the poop baby and she takes it home. And then her husband is like, oh, Marie, you can't be. Yeah, it's poop, for Christ's sakes. You can't be. And then, I don't know. I haven't finished that one, but that's a good one.
I got a good end to that one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, there's like a whole
it becomes like a poop monster. They raise the poop and then it's like a poop monster, maybe.
Well, but what about if it's like, what about if it turns out like that their milkman is a poop?
Oh. Okay.
And so that
I thought you were about to go a way different direction.
You, what were you gonna say?
I thought you were about to be like, it turns out their milkman was a black guy or something and they just got confused.
Nope. That is not remotely what I was gonna say.
That would be funny though, is one day, you know, the husband opens the door to get the milk and then it's, you know, just a turd in a milkman outfit. Yeah. And he's like,
he closes Jesus the door Christ. Thinks him, and then thinks for a sec. It's like, wait a fucking second.
Wait a minute. Dude, that's actually really great.
Yeah.
We got to join forces.
Yeah, that.
To make,
I mean,
these poop plays.
Combining holding Joe Rogan hostage Joker style plus poop marital allegories.
It would be so good. Honestly, that could be the end of the Twilight Zone episode where he's like, he like sees the poop milkman like drop the milk off and he's like looking at the camera. He's like, and that's the end. Right. Like he realizes, you know, wow, he's the that's poop amazing. That's incredible, dude. I mean, look at that. Look at us working together. I want to show you, this has been charging for a while. So, I recently spent $400 on this bullshit. This is $400. Do you know what this is?
Yes, it's an infrared mask.
And
I don't know what it's supposed to be good for your skin, right?
Yeah, quite frankly, I've been glowing as of recently.
Oh, so it is like, good. It actually is.
I feel like it's been working, but that might just be a placebo effect. I mean, it looks ridiculous. And also, $400 is insane. And I realized that at the beginning of the podcast, I did say I don't want to spend.
I was about to bring that up.
Spend a bunch of money on nonsense.
It's like Bane, but he goes to Sephora.
Yeah, this is Bane. I was born at Sephora. I was born into the infrared light. You were merely adopted by it. I was molded by it. Hold on, there we go.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Isn't this awesome?
Does that feel different now on your face?
Like, it's got little pads for your, for your under eyes, little cold pads.
Ooh.
So that's nice.
No, but when you turn the light on, does it feel different?
Oh, it's like a little bit warmer.
Ooh.
Like there's something happening. I just don't know if it's like worth $400 happening, you know?
Totally. Does it feel nice?
It does feel nice. Like the eye pads feel really nice.
Okay, well.
And I think red light is supposed to be really good for your skin for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean, you would hope so, right? If that is not true, then this whole thing is bullshit.
If it is, you know, as it turns out, bad for your skin, then I just have, you know, a death machine.
The dumbest thing in the world that is
the dumbest purchase that is both expensive and damaging to myself. So anyways, I've been doing that. I've been doing that a lot. Been hitting that guy pretty often. Turn this off. Conserve energy.
Totally.
And it gives you little inspirational messages. It'll be like, good session. Really? That was nice. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, bit of a quick ep today, but, you know, I'm in Austin, baby. I got shit to do. I got to go to Pig Lawson's Pig Fuckers Grill Slop Fest or whatever.
I got to hold up Joe Rogan.
I got to find Joe Rogan and hold him at gunpoint. So anyways, episodes come out every Wednesday. Hopefully, I've been bad about that recently, but this one should be on a Wednesday. Take it easy, Austin era. Let's go. I'll see you next week. Goodbye. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.